America. My black experience, a black experiment from the projects where I project the real life reels where I live in mass hysteria. Trying to press past the barriers that were there for us. The hood a barrier, what mama said to us. It's the cold, cold world, put on your hat and gloves. I'm from the era of terror, all we had was us. Cause they act like our black lives don't matter much.
He is the fourth black man killed by Cincinnati police since November.
You took a part of my life from me.
All right. Yes, they did.
So I demand to know why.
Attack our character, it's hard to measure up. If you ain't measure up, crack in my area. For that pelly pill of a pair of trucks. Now half of my fellas felons from selling drugs. Three strikes and you're out, batter up. From the middle passages to struggle with batter up. Listen to Nelson Mandela tell us to spread the love of Christ. Don't let them worry us, we're warriors.
Walking fire starting, yo, that South wasn't pretty, and that cross wasn't pretty when they lit it in flames. They'd rather see me hanging from a tree like strange fruit. Don't try to box me like Davis Wells with Chisholm. I try to show them Christ, he can't erase all of the isms. Yes, that's what they say before they walk away into the colored entrance, all because they look different. They wanted us as maids because we cooked different. They wanted us as slaves cause we built different. It's absurd, they hollering intolerant. Seems like we surrounded by modern day Bulkanas. But love covers the multitude of sin. Dr. King had the right idea when he was going in. But I'm glad that we made it through, we made it happen. I'll be feeling optimistic when I hear them sounds of
blackness.
And black future in the present tense. Beautiful black blessedness from sharecropping the share options to black messages. Turn that black misery into black excellence. Knowing where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. I see it, I'm woke, my eyes wide open. Take just a moment for the souls who set this all in motion. They carry the heavy yoke, and there's a debt we owe them. For running a race, for their race like Jesse Owens. We're standing on the shoulders of giants who stood up to injustice, just as bold as the lion. Overcomers who overcame hate with love and nonviolence. Forever remember, like the Titans, no one can deny it. Gotta keep your head higher, like a giraffe, in spite of our past. Let God be the light on our path until we're free at last.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read. Of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read. Of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Good Candy Combo fam, y'all know what time it is, right? Y'all done heard the blast off, and now we kick the show off with none other than Black History Month's own beautiful black by the homie Deacon Daz and featuring Chrissy Payne. We want to give a big highlight and a big shout out to everybody that is honoring Black History Month because of those that have paved the way for us. Everybody that came before us to do their due diligence. I'm with my broadcast colleagues, the homies, the greatest host to ever live on planet Earth. Tavy So Wavy is in the building. Tavy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey.
And the other greatest host on planet Earth, the homie Marty, the greatest. Marty, are you there, bro?
It's Tuesday. Baby, you know I'm here, man. Wouldn't be no other place.
I'm ready. I'm ready to knock down these topics. I'm ready to honor the black community. And also, if you guys didn't know, today is Tristan's birthday. So I want to give a big shout out to my mini-me, Daddy's Champ, Tristan Juan Michael Torres. Today is his birthday. He turned 4 years old. Yes, we celebrated on Sunday because it's hard to get black people together on a Tuesday. But that's why we that's why we had do the party at main event on Sunday. If you guys haven't seen the video, it's on my timeline, and he blew out all his candles by himself. So he's a big boy now.
Boy.
So yeah,
big boy team.
Happy 4th birthday to my son,
yes,
boy Tristan.
Happy birthday,
so,
TJ.
Tavy, how was your Tuesday, sis?
Wasn't bad. I actually went walking downtown in Fort Myers and stopped to get something to eat. I was about to go to the movies, but I said, nope, I can't do it. So I just went to the mall, got something to eat, and came back. So, yeah, it was great.
And Marty the Greatest, you know, the other host on Candy Combo. How was your Tuesday, bro?
Man, I'm stuck on Tavy Tuesday. She just had a date, you know, making my way downtown, walking past in the Mumbai. I was like, you had a great day. You
yes.
Enjoy yourself, huh? Nah, man.
I had to.
I had a good Tuesday, man. It's, you know, just, today is the last week that I'm up here at my job. So just enjoying and saying goodbye to a lot of good friends. And this weekend I was awarded a State Louisiana Award from the State General of Louisiana. So, that was just pretty cool. So I'm riding on the high. And then you just played my all-time favorite Martin Luther King speech. So I got chills on my skin right now. So I'm ready to get all into the show, man. It's going to be a great week. Happy Black History Month to y'all as well. You know, y'all being other people.
Yes.
You know?
Hey, man. Well, Marty, man, we want to give you a round of applause before we jump into these topics for your new award from the state.
Thank you.
You put in the hard work, so you get awarded.
Trying to get me emotional up in here. All right. I see what you're doing. Okay.
All right.
Right? All right. Yeah, so we know last week, Michael B. Jordan is he's been nominated for like the sexiest man alive or whatever the case may be on a magazine cover, but also he paid homage and celebrated his Black Panther co-stars Chadwick Boseman on his most recent SAG SAG nomination award.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically went to Instagram and he basically said that we miss you, big homie. And Michael B. Jordan looked up to him. Of course, they had close conversations on and off set. And again, it's an amazing thing to watch another African American honor another African American. I think that speaks volumes. Just to see how deep, how in depth their friendship was on and off camera. Tavi Sowevi, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about Michael B. Jordan? America's sexiest man alive, paying homage and celebrating Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a sexy man on that day. I mean, he's good looking, but yeah, I think that is dope. And you know, I'm glad he did do that because that keeps him in memory, you know, for all of us. And he needs to be remembered by everything that he has done, you know, and of course he will never be forgotten, you know. And I know he probably looking down on you know, the cast and everybody. And you know, we appreciate what, you know, Michael B was doing, because I'm sure if anything would have happened to him and Chad was here, you know, he would have probably done the same thing. So I, you know, hats off to him, you know, for doing that.
Hey, man.
Awesome.
And Marty, what about
mm-hmm.
you, bro?
Hey, man. Anytime, you know, you want to recognize the king, is good for me. You know, and Michael B. Jordan, he is one that, you know, Chadwick, that hit hard. You really learn how close they was. You know, I didn't even know they was that close. So it seemed like on that movie, man, that set got like thick, you know, very, very together. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, they made history. You know what I'm saying? So it seemed like they all are dedicated to the fact that he don't need to be forgotten. And I think rightfully so. And I do appreciate a lot of people in Hollywood who are making sure he won't be forgotten, because, I mean, one thing I say about Black History Month is, what about the people who's making impact, you know, that we don't see, you know, that we don't get to see. So, you know, I'm glad that he did that, and I'm glad that he's keeping his name in the limelight, that people his name on the forefront. And let's just be honest, Michael B. Jordan is going to be popular for a long time, just by looking alone. Okay, so as long as Michael B. Jordan is Michael B. Jordan, Chadwick Boseman is not going to be forgotten. And that's a great thing. Man. That's a very great thing. What about you?
Right.
You telling me? I know you teared up. I know you teared up when you see.
So, Marty, you know, we talked last week on the show about Denzel Washington honoring Chadwick Boseman and all of the actors that came after him. So it's only right to continue on his legacy and, of course, to give people their flowers while they're here, but to also pay homage and also celebrate that individual even after they have passed away. So I think that speaks volumes on the character of the person that's delivering the message, that's honoring and celebrating Chadwick. The late Chadwick Boseman, and I approve it all day long because again, when Chadwick passed away last August, it hit me hard. I had just got done interviewing the homie Elohim from I think Michigan, and Elohim, me, Elohim, and Glory, we were on the phone, and Elohim was like, "Bro, you got to be kidding me! Michael B. Jordan just passed away," and I was like, "Hold up, what?" Like, shut up, you are lying. Like, why would you say something like that over the phone when we about to say goodnight? And he was like, "Nah, bro, I got serious." And then Glory confirmed, and I was like, "Bro, I gotta talk to y'all later." And literally on my way home, I pulled over into a department store parking lot, and I cried for about 15 minutes because I didn't know that Chadwick was nobody knew that Chadwick was battling colon cancer. And to see him die the way they did. Of course, the story unfolded days later, but just to see people, like, honor him even afterwards. We mentioned Chadwick on the show at least 5 times. From the Spider-Man game tribute to different actors in Hollywood that pays honor to him, that celebrates him even after him passing away and so forth. We played some clips specifically toward Chadwick. And we've talked about some topics toward Chadwick to honor his legacy. So anytime Chadwick Boseman is in the news, we're gonna talk about it on Candid Convos because he left an impact and an imprint on all three of us. So.
Leader, he's the king. He's the king, man. But you know, in that spirit, like we saying, is that you know, it's always good to recognize people who doesn't have the name recognition as Chadwick Boseman, like you know, like Ellen Goodwill of Battle Creek. You know, she is a piece of Black history too, even though y'all may not know her name. But Ellen Goodwill turned 114 years old, y'all, from Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, before I get y'all take on it, get this. Ellen was born in Kentucky on February 2nd, 1907. She moved to Michigan after World War II when Teddy Roosevelt was president.
Wow.
Roosevelt was president of the United States when she was born. You understand me? This lady have lived a life and life of life. I mean, please show some honor to this Black king. I mean, this Black queen on Black History Month, please.
Yes, that Black queen actually, I mean, she really lived her life. And she looks beautiful for her age, you know, and also for her to live in that era is like, wow, it's amazing because, you know, we are not everybody is from that area, especially not me. Like, that's way before my time. So to know that she was able to see all of this, you know, the movement and the progress with the Black people and the whites, and so, I mean, that's amazing for her to be living this long because some don't last that long, but I mean, it's either she was eating some good fruits or something like that, or, you know, she keeping up with herself. Hey, and I'm sure she was keeping up with her health and so on. And ain't no telling, she might have been, you know, one of the prayer warriors.
Come on now.
With her also, like, she, I mean, she lived it, and she knows what was going on. So God bless her for that.
Hey, Lizio, man, 114 years old, and it's hard to be something in a whole state of a million people. She is the oldest living person in Michigan, dude. Lizio, she's the oldest living person in a whole state, bro. What you got to say about that?
Bro, I couldn't believe the article, but it's real. It's one thing to live past 75. But it's a whole nother ballgame to live past 100, let alone 110. This lady is 114. So I would love, I know, like, people, like, when we go camping and stuff, like, people, like, sit around, like, the fire and tell stories. No, take me to grandma's house. I want to sit in the living room so she can tell me a story. Man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Me and Tristan just intrigued. Like, whatever you want to say, grandma, we are listening.
Always.
Just
amazed,
bro. Just amazed.
Yeah. And I wonder if Miss Ellen, you know, her being Black History herself, was watching another piece of Black History at the Royal Rumble, right, Alicia?
If she got grandkids that love WWE, she probably was sitting on the couch. Yeah, watching the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble, I believe, was two Sundays ago on January 31st, if I'm not mistaken. And Bianca Belair, African American female, won the Royal Rumble of 2021. Marty, do you know what that means?
Yeah, she's the first Black female to win the Royal Rumble.
Not only that, but she has a one-way ticket guaranteed to main event WrestleMania. So I'm excited to see like there's no more loopholes that she has to jump through. No matter what WWE does now, they cannot take this opportunity away from her. And her dad, when if you guys watch the video, her dad jumped on the table when he hollered a little bit. Her mom jumped on the phone, she had got a phone call. And they were really proud of her. And I've seen Bianca in action on Friday Night SmackDown. And for her to be the Royal Rumble winner this year, again, I just cannot wait to see what push WWE is going to give her. But yeah, the girl's talented. She's very athletic in track and field. And she picked up like this 300-some pounder, Otis, about 2 weeks ago. So the girl got their arm strength. So I'm just excited to see what she's going to do in 2021 and how... what attire she's going to wear for the main event in WrestleMania this April coming up. And Tavie, as a woman, what does this mean to you to have a Black female win the Royal Rumble of 2021?
Man, it means a lot, to be honest, because not a lot of Black females get to be the first at everything. But it seems like also like from last year, you've seen the first Black woman who's next to the president, first Black woman who won something in a medal. So for the swim team, they're coming through, especially for this year as oh my gosh. Like, that's the dopest thing ever, you know, that there's finally some type of change. You know, it might not be everything might not be changed, but at least they're giving them a chance to show that, okay, Black women are strong so they can do anything as well as the Black man, you know, and give us a chance to shine as well. So, I mean, I'm happy about that. I mean, I would love to be the first Black woman of something. You know, I can say I'm probably the first Black woman of solo Christian R&B from Fort Myers because I haven't heard of anyone. So I think that is dope as well. So yeah, awesome.
Hey, you could create your first Black of anything. Like, I'm the first black I'm the first black man to say it be like that sometimes. Okay.
Right. I agree.
So you can be the, I mean, but y'all gotta understand how amazing this is, man. Because this was only the fourth woman Royal Rumble match ever. So even mm-hmm. though she's the first woman of color winner, she's not the first minority winner, because the very first winner was Asuka, which is a Asian WWE superstar. The second
right.
one was Irish woman, Becky Lynch. And the third one
yep.
was The Dynasty. Woo! Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair.
And third was Stalin and Pravat. Woo! Rick Flair. So Bianca Belair is the fourth one, and I agree with you, Lisa. I am looking forward. I long thought she was a very talented, and long thought that she could get more opportunities. And she's gonna make, now she's not the first black woman to main event WrestleMania, because Sasha Banks holds that distinct pleasure. So shout
right.
out to the boss, Sasha Banks. But she is the second, but she is the first black woman to win the Royal Rumble. And for that, she get all the hand applause, and we rooting for her for WrestleMania. Bring the title home.
That's right. Go on, Bianca. Go. I'm with her on that one.
Hey man, you guys, before we get into our next topic, we are going to take a quick music break, and we're going to highlight some black talent on the playlist. The homie John E. Ross has a brand new song called Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Skiff and Tamara Lloyd. Without any further ado, you guys check out this track. Check it out.
Against me, another chance. I feel a key change. Come on, let's go. Woo! Mean this from my heart.
From my heart.
I won't sing. I won't sing no more. Hold on, mold me and make me. Lord, I want you to have
mine own way.
Come on, let's do it again.
Mold me.
Radio show hosted by Alicio, aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect boxes on the internet. I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by her God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hi, it's Roslyn with Roslyn Smith Counseling, and I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course, because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Rosalind Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right, you guys, there was the homie, the Brody, John E. Ross, with Lord Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and the lovely Tamara Lloyd. We want to give a big shout-out to our sponsors on tonight, Overcomer Apparel, as well as ShalomSheet.com, as well as Rosalind Smith Counseling. And you guys, their links are in the description of the show. Big ups to John E. Ross that called in to hear us play his song on tonight. I'm with my broadcast colleagues, the host, the best host on the planet Earth, the host that does the most, Tavy Sawavy and Marty the Greatest are in the building. Tavy, what do you think about that that John E. Ross track, Lord, Give Me Another Chance?
I love it. I really love it. That's the first time I ever heard it. So I'm glad that you actually got it on the show and played it for us. I mean, I was like, oh, wow. You know, I definitely got to get that on my Spotify, on my playlist. So, yeah. I mean, keep it coming.
We got to keep it coming because we are the platform, the show, with the most recent
That's right.
new and exclusive music. So we got to get the people what they want. Ain't that right, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, the fourth topic for tonight. Oh, go ahead.
He wasn't S-I-N-G. He was S-A-N-G. He was singing on that thing. So.
That he was.
You know, we have to talk about something that everybody been talking about. And I think y'all know where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Hip-hop rap.
Lay it on us.
Lil Uzi decided to input a $24 million diamond, I think it's like a purple looking diamond, in his phony. He got it implanted in his forehead, ladies and gentlemen. And get this, the diamond is not even paid for. Well, it may be paid for, but he said he was making payments on this diamond. He wasn't making payments on the car. Wasn't making payments on the house. He was making payments on a diamond. Please make some sense.
First of all, I'm trying to figure out how the freak did we go from good black history to stupid black history. Man.
Exactly.
What happened to the transition? What in the world was he thinking, Marty? What is wrong with these rappers nowadays, man? First of all, they don't have any message in their lyrics, and then now they don't have anything like positive to say on their face. What is happening? First of all, they don't smell on their album covers. Now we don't even want to look at them because they installing diamonds in their forehead. What the heck is happening? I get it. Money make the world go around. I get it. Money make you think stupid, do stupid stuff. I get it. But this has to be the most dumbest thing I have ever read. How the heck do we go from people spending $600,000 on the chain to a $24 million diamond in his forehead? I'm cool with the chain. I'm not cool with the diamond piece in his forehead. What the heck, baby? You got to make it make sense, sis. You got to make it make sense. You gotta make it make sense. Because apparently, in my opinion, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this don't make no type of sense. But I guess, you know, some of these rappers, like Lil Uzi, you know, they like to show off. They're like, you know, It's a beautiful symbol. You know, I understand it's pink and everything, but I mean, come on now. Like, he was, that thing was planted in your head, and it was bleeding at one point. And he's like, you know. And then another rapper is like, yeah, you know, he's virgin. Like, y'all need to, you know, y'all need to get like him. But you don't need to do all that. I mean, that's going overboard. You know, it's already bad enough people are like scribbling all over their face and stuff with tattoos and everything, which you don't need to do all that. But, you know, they feel like that's their prerogative, so they feel like they want to splurge and be blinging on everybody, even if that means to implant things in the middle of their forehead. You know, it looks crazy. And act like they ain't got no type of sense after they did it. So, I mean, I feel like they're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's what I feel like. The world went upside down. So, that's my thoughts on that. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like, it's I don't understand it. All I can say is, when your music is based on vain stuff and, you know, materialistic stuff, and everybody is judged by what they have, and the more that someone wants to be the topic of conversation in the industry, that the more you are the topic of conversation, the more popular you are, the more money you make.
Right.
So the fact of the matter is that we have to get to a point where we stop rewarding this type of behavior, because if we don't, it's going to get worse and worse. Why you think people starting to see more people getting tattoos on their face now? Oh, because such and such got that attention when he got tattoos on his face. So it gets to a point where it's just a trend, and it's just, and people just don't think about what they doing. I mean, when you feel like you're invincible, some people must actually feel like they don't live forever. there's some people like, well, you're only gonna live one time. And I don't know if you listen to this, I don't know how you feel, but I plan on living again. God said you give your life after life. I get life and life more abundantly. And that life more abundantly is life everlasting. So his head swelled up. His head swelled up. So if he would have died,
you don't care about their life.
You don't want him to die, but I mean, at the same time, there got to be consequences by actions. There are people who are, there are women who are having to take the implants out of them at a certain age, because it's going to almost dang near kill them.
Right.
I mean, you guys get to a
crazy
point. All of this stuff, life matters. Life matters. But life doesn't matter past the grave. If that makes any sense. Because fact of the matter is that the stuff that we do with our bodies is not worth it. And if you want to live a long life, like our dear friend Alan, like we talked about earlier in the episode, we have to start making better decisions. Because I guarantee you,
she don't
got no implants. I guarantee she wasn't putting all over herself. Guarantee you, she wasn't taking too many crazy chances. And that's why she's at 114. I want to get to 114.
Good.
I want to live a long life.
Right.
Just like Miss
Taylor.
I mean, that's crazy to me, man. I mean, it's literally crazy company. And one of the things about this industry is that, you know, it's so messy, right? Right, Alicia? This industry is so messy to the point where older people still get in mess. Older people in the industry still get in mess, like Nelly, right? Right, Alicia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nelly got caught up in some beef that was recently exposed from 20 years ago. I'm talking about Country Grammar, Mama EIEI, Is Hot in Her, all that.
Uh-oh.
The truth has finally come out about Nelly and the Lunatic. I have a brand new found respect for Nelly and his professionalism. How he held his composure even though through the interview, the host of the show just continued to cut him off and people had different questions. Yeah, at one point, at one time, he did unzip his jacket. In my opinion, that showed and displayed his frustration in the moment. But he never raised his voice. He never used any foul language. He kept it professional and he kept it 100. And he told the backstory that none of us has ever heard before. Again, this is 20 years of history between him and the Lunatic, and in the beginning, from what he was saying on the show during the interview, that in the beginning they had some contracts that were sideways, and at one point in time, because he didn't sign the contract for this guy named Ali, who quote unquote was a part of the Lunatic clan or the Lunatic group, they wanted to kick him out. But some other people know. Like he called him up. He flew out to New York at the time, 96, 98 or whatever. And Diddy helped him get basically a deal. And Nelly was so loyal to the Lunatic that in this deal, in this paperwork from Universal Records, Nelly did not want to sign anything without him bringing the Lunatic with him, even if it meant him paying the Lunatic for their shows and everything. And then of course Dirty ENT got started, and then he really put everybody on the map. Murphy Lee was really close to him. He's really close. He's really a close relative of Nelly. P. Diddy reached out to Nelly through Universal Records to put him on. And the reason why Murphy Lee was on the Atlanta remix, or Welcome to Atlanta remix with Jermaine Dupri and I think was Fabulous, whoever it was because Nelly orchestrated that. Also, Nelly orchestrated another feature because he was really trying to push Murphy Lee, because Murphy Lee was part of the Lunatic. This is brand new, within like a week and a half or so, and it's brand new information, so I'm glad that it's coming out. They really haven't even spoke to each other, the Lunatic and Nelly. But even to this day, Nelly, he still keeps it 100 with the group and everything. Baby, what are your thoughts with this 20-year history, this beef that's in the public eye now, and just what are your thoughts?
I didn't even know they had a beef at first. Like, to be honest, this is actually new to me, and I just started looking at what he was saying in the interview, but I didn't get to hear, like, the ending of it. So, with him, I did notice that Nelly started blowing up at a certain time. It was only like 3 or 4 of them or so at one point. And I guess the other guy was in there. And he did have somebody to back him up, you know. And, you know, he was telling his truth and facts on what was going on when it comes to the record deal and signing the paper. And he said that they tried to sign a paper without him, so at one point. But when they put Nelly on, you know, Nelly was the one that made a way for all of them to be able to have their own deals and, you know, stuff like that. They can do solos and stuff like that. And they come together and do things as one, as a group, you know, which that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you know, for instance, if I wanted to get a girl group together, you know, I'm going to pick certain people that I know that's going to stick with me. Now, if they decide to do something like that behind my back and then come up with this type of deal or so, and then they're like, oh, well, they're about to, you know, take you off or whatever because of this, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, you know, I'll be thinking the same way, like, you know, what do you mean? Like, but then, you know, come to find out, you know, they're trying to do something to take him off. But then he ended up getting on there, and the rest was history. So with this so-called beef, so like they're older now, you know, it's been years ago. So I don't think they should be having that. And if that, you know, I guess it's with Ali, right? Or, you know, one of the guys. I feel like it should be like a one-on-one talk. You know, they don't have to put it out there. But since it's already out there, you go ahead. And I feel like they should do a one-on-one talk about it. But, you know, some people don't like to do it, so they'll go out there and just say stuff and, you know, flip the script and switch the situation around, and it don't even be the way that they say it be. So it's good that you speak facts about it. And I'm glad he spoke up for Nelly spoke up for himself, you know, and that nobody had to speak for him. And I'm the same type of way, you know. So I salute him on that for, you know, holding his composure, you know, not badging out on anybody. He didn't cuss anybody out. You know, he made a cuss and not at anyone. And he was very professional with it, you know. He didn't get out of hand, but the person who was interviewing, so the other person, the guy, he was kind of talking and stuff. But he was like, hold on, wait up, you know, let me sleep, you know. And I'm like, my goodness. But, you know, sometimes that happens, but he, you know, he kept himself together, and I'm glad he did that. That shows a whole other side of Nelly that, you know, I didn't get to see all the time, you know, but, yeah. That's a good thing, though. Yeah.
Marty, did you have a chance to look at the Nelly interview at all?
I did. Look, man, all I can say is that, you know, you can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs. You know, and when you've been in the business as long as he has, you know, some things don't go good, some things don't go south, you know, and but the fact of the matter is he's been doing this long enough to have a good enough name. So, I mean, we all don't do things perfect. Everything ain't gonna go perfect in a group relationship, but as long as you do your best and you try, and it definitely seems in this this manner that he have tried to do his best, and he have tried. So in this manner, you know, they just probably just need to let bygones be bygones and leave him alone and just, you know, leave it at that, because you know, if they cool, then that's all. I really don't see what the problem. I don't even understand why they tried to make this dump. Really, that's just, yeah, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, man. It was a good interview. For the listeners, if you have not checked out the Nelly interview or Murphy Lee's response to the interview, definitely check it out. It is on YouTube. I'm pretty sure they were Instagram Live or something. But definitely check it out if you want to know even more information. Those are the topics for tonight. We ran through them. Had a great show. Big ups to my two hosts, my two colleagues on tonight. Take it so wavy in the building.
Hey, yes.
Girlfriend, we miss you, man. And
I miss y'all.
It was a good show. Again, thank you guys for listening. And if you want to follow any of us online, you can follow Tavius O'Wavy at Tavius O'Wavy on Instagram, as well as Marty the Greatest. That's everything lowercase, nothing capitalized, nothing fancy. Instagram and everyone on social media, you guys can follow me. Could follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. And again, you guys, just thank you for listening tonight. It was a great show, and I love the energy, and I love the topics, I love the music. Take yourself away with any last remarks?
Yes, I want to say I love you guys. I know sometimes I don't be on here, but don't worry. You hear me every so often. I'm glad everyone who actually tuned in was able to, you know, hear all the great topics we were speaking on and get to hear the dope songs that were on here, which I definitely got to get those songs, you know. But also, you know, I hope everybody had a blessed day, and I hope that you'll be able to, you know, pray tonight. Make sure you get to your Bibles and rest up, you know, for the next day. Also, like I said, stay healthy, keep up with your health. Yeah, and I just pray that y'all, you know, have a blessed weekend, and just keep tuning in and hearing and listening to us. Y'all have a great night, okay? Love y'all.
Hey man, Marty, greatest thing, the last remarks, bro?
Man, you know, it's been, man, that flew by. I'm like wanting to talk some more. And that flew by. If it's gone fast, that means you're having a good show. And we hope y'all enjoy hearing us talk about these topics as much as we enjoy talking about them. Y'all be safe out there. Make sure you mask up. It seems like we're coming out, but we still in it. So please act accordingly. And just enjoy this week. Find you some time to learn about, you know, your Black history. If you are Black, and if you're not Black, still learn about it. And don't just learn about the popular names. Learn about the people that you don't know. Learn about the people in your local neighborhood. But until then, all you know what it is pray, hustle. And don't be afraid to have candy combos. Marty the Greatest.
Hey, man, you guys, we're going to go ahead and close out the show with Gloria Shalom with He Saved Me. Again, we just want to thank Must Be Heard Radio for including our flyer on their website. So definitely check out MustBeHeardRadio.com as well as EvesGarden.CrateJoy.com if you guys are willing to learn about being healthy in 2021. And living a life of longevity with a better immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check out RosalindSmithCounseling.com as well as ShalomCheat.com for your goods and your needs in 2021. Again, you guys just stay masked up. If there's any topics that you guys want us to talk about on the show next Tuesday, definitely inbox us. Do not be afraid to hit us up on Instagram or on Facebook Messenger. And you guys be blessed. Have a great night. Here is Gloria Shalom with He Saved Me. And just know that we are making our mark in 2021 as three Black African-American hosts. And you guys have a great week. I'll see you guys this weekend. Much love, peace, and God bless. Here's Gloria Shalom with you.
By God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world. She walks with strength and authority. Like fire, she powers over the enemy. She's extraordinary. Just like her daddy. Her daddy. People always wonder how she shines like a supernova, supernova. They ask her what's the formula, formula. She let them know, she let them know. For the world to see, she's on the rise.
guys. We want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Happy birthday to my son, Tristan, who turned 4 years old today. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out. God bless.